The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
If there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
That feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. The Marines at my door telling me my son was dead.
I am president of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
This is the Mike Gallagher Highlight Show. I'm Eric Hansen in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's Labor Day, and we've gathered together some of our favorite moments from the Mike Gallagher Show, including some material you may not have heard before. We're going to share two sides of a contentious debate, but first this. Mike spoke to one of our military veterans who called the show to express his dismay at the disaster in Afghanistan. Here's Mike.
The news media is bailing on Joe Biden because they know it's going to be a struggle to drag him across the finish line in 2024. And this is a call to arms to the Democrat Party to bring on someone else and anybody and everybody to challenge him in 2024 so that they can bring us the next moron with the same policies that people will actually fall for.
I'm going to tell you what's so crazy is everyone hated Trump for his tweets, so they voted for Biden. Now we have people's heads getting chopped off and kids being taken away. Where are those people who hated the mean tweets? You don't hear a peep about them.
What in the world have they done in Afghanistan? It is atrocious.
It is beyond atrocious. Steve Hilton. Cut 9, Fox News, talking about this bumbling idiot and what we're now facing. And this is true. Every word of this is true.
So, with the 20th anniversary of 9/11 just days away, Biden throws away everything that's been spent these last two decades, trillions of dollars wasted, thousands of American lives lost, even more lives wrecked. As the mothers and fathers and wives and husbands and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors of all our fallen heroes look on in disbelief and rage as this bumbling idiot in the White House, this barely lucid puppet of the establishment, this weak, incompetent, useless apology for a president, erases practically overnight whatever meager justification there ever was for this disastrous misadventure. With the head of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, this morning telling senators on a phone call that thanks to what is happening in Afghanistan right now, thanks to what Biden has done these last few weeks, we're going to be more at risk here in America.
Is he right? Is he right? Can you dispute a word of what Steve Hilton said? Tom, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Tom?
All right, Mike. I don't think that Biden is sick. I don't think Biden is hurt. I think Biden's handlers are keeping him away from the cameras while they draft what they need to draft and then set him in front of the cameras because this is so bad. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to handle this.
Right. I mean, it's horrible. It's incredible, Tom, and you're right. This is so bad. It's beyond any explanation. You can't tap dance through this. You can't spin it. What about our veterans? What about these families for 20 years who have watched their loved ones fight for in Afghanistan? Here's Tom, Max on line two. Max, what are you feeling today as we see the collapse of Afghanistan?
Utter heartbreak, sir. Yeah. 20 years honorable service, Staff Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, medically retired for injuries sustained in Afghanistan. I flew search and rescue missions, medevacs for the Afghani people. Medevaced over 126 individuals, and let me tell you, the people of Afghanistan are brave, courageous, courageous folks who put up with an awful lot. And for us to be their biggest ally and their biggest supporter to turn our backs and run is atrocious, and just not just atrocious, but on a world scale makes us look weak, sir. And I think it goes to say a lot about the Democratic policy on defunding the police, because here we are, the world's police.
Yep.
Now we defund the police in Afghanistan, and look at what happens, just like Chicago and just like everywhere else.
Wow. I need your voice. I'm so glad to get your voice and your perspective, and I'm grateful for your service and your sacrifice, Max. God bless you.
The next time you're on Mike's website, check out his very own search engine. You can search and enjoy short clips with Mike's views about anything from immigration to Israel to fake news. You can even share these clips with your friends. Visit MikeOnline.com and let us know what you think. More of The Highlight Show coming up.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
We're back on the Mike Gallagher Highlight Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know, when we first heard Terry Trobbiani's story, it appeared pretty straightforward. A business owner clashed with the town government over displaying some American flags outside his business. But it's not that simple. There are two sides to this story. So first, let's hear from Mike and Terry Trobbiani.
I saw a story about a restaurant owner in Northern Illinois who literally is facing fines for flying an American flag outside his business. And you know, you see these stories once in a while, and you just scratch your head, and you wonder, how did America get to this point? And I'm so glad and so honored to welcome Terry Trobbiani, who owns Gianelli's. It's a hot dog and beef spot along Highway 176, right, in Prairie Grove, McHenry County in Illinois. Do I have it right, Terry?
Yes, sir. You do. Thank
you very much for joining us. Can you start, and we can get into some of the details in a moment, but I want to go big picture. I want to start at 35,000 feet. We're living in America.
Okay.
We have challenging times. We got a pandemic. We got questions about so many things, and yet the flag is supposed to unify us, remind us that we're Americans, we're in this together through thick and through thin. I got to ask you, Terry, from your perspective, how did we get here? How does a business owner who wants to fly a flag outside his business face fines from the government?
I'm like, you know, it's funny you say it. I'm scratching my head, but I'm getting smart. I've seen what this village has done. I just found out today that, just a side note, I'm the only person in the village that's ever been written for a sign ordinance violation in 5 years. So there's a little battle going on between us. It's amazing what this village has done. Basically, what's happened with this, the flag, and it's going to kind of encapsulate exactly what's been happening. They have a village ordinance which prohibits the use of temporary signage. So I put flags out on the 4th of July weekend, and I left them out there. And then after the 4th of July, I moved them to a straight line back on my personal property, 23 feet off the street, 18 and a half feet off my exterior curb, almost 17 and a half feet off the interior curb. I, by in no way, was in the right-of-way, improperly displayed. I was not a hazard to vehicles. But what I realized was the village designated my flag as a sign. So to answer your question, this is how we get here. You have small-town municipal governments, people who get a little bit of power, and they just want to express their own opinions on people in business, and their way is only the right way. And you mentioned about looking at the bigger picture. That's what they don't do. They just want to quiet you. They want to silence you, and they're going to do it any way they can. And now they're trying to backpedal, and they're telling people online, they're sending text messages out, emails out. They're responding to Fox News and different news stations that I had done interviews with, and they're putting out these statements that I violated the sign ordinance. I violated the positioning of the flag. I displayed it improperly. All of these things. Well, my question to them would be, when your police officer came here to ticket me, he gave me a ticket for my flag not being on a permanent flagpole, and the other ticket was for that flagpole, which I don't have. And then I realized exactly what they're doing. They put the American flag handheld, you know, 3 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot flag that you would see on the side of a road. You would see in a cemetery. Basically, under their ordinance, you can't put flags in a cemetery. That's basically how I displayed them. And so I figured out from their ticket, the only way I can fly a flag in the village of Prairie Grove is to be on a permanent flagpole, which I need to apply for through the village. And that flagpole needs to be 15 feet from the center of my property. So I questioned them on it, and I got back no explanation. But I realized that they put regular flags under the sign code, which I did violate if that was the case.
Which incidentally, I got to inject here, Terry. I mean, you know, a flag isn't a sign.
A flag is not a sign. And the secondary thought on that is I looked up the village code, and basically under ornamentation in their code, and I'm reading their code specifically, very short, under decorations, it states ornaments and trimmings displayed in connection with nationally recognized holidays and local festivals and events. Well, the 4th of July, to me, is a federal and national holiday. I can express my appreciation for that holiday by putting a flag out. So when the village manager came to my restaurant, he actually wrote in his own print on the ordinance, which is not part of the ordinance, but it's part of his explanation to me, because I must seem to be unintelligent. And it says the American flag is not either one of these. So it's not an ornament or it's not a trimming, because under that portion of the code, I can leave out the American flag 30 days prior to the 4th of July. So they hand wrote this in and got me under this violation also.
All right. Well, Terry, do me a favor, because I've got people listening to this all over the country, and I want you to help me understand and help our audience listening throughout the country, outside of Illinois and inside Illinois, what's really driving this. In other words, it can't just be about power. We have seen people on the left say the American flag triggers them. It makes them think of January 6th. It makes them think of the police, and that makes them upset. Is that what's really behind this, Terry?
Well, we have a new village president. He's only been there for a year, and he despises small business, and he wants no signage on the side of the road. In other words, I can't even put an open sign on the side of the road. So this American flag thing is aggravating him, because it's kind of put him in a gray area, but now he categorized it where I can't use it. So I also have a blue line, red line flag on my building. They can't tell me to take that down because I made it a permanent fixture.
Good.
So I think I'm going along the lines of what you said. I think they've been baited along. They know they can't touch me for that. They know they can't touch me for the American flag on my building. And then I put it in the grass. Well, all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We can touch him for that. So I don't like the American flag.
But I mean, back to why they put you on in their sights. What drives his opposition to your flag?
You know, they're affiliated as independents, but we see this all over the country. Donald Trump ran into it in Mar-a-Lago. They made him take his poll down. He found a way around that. They're symbolizing this American flag, and I really think they're attacking not just my patriotism, but my affiliation. I mean, I have conservative news stations inside my restaurant on a daily basis.
Good.
You know, people know my affiliation. They know what I represent. And I go along with what you're saying. I really do think that it's built up, and they're just watching me. The fact that I'm the only guy that's ever been ticketed in 5 years must tell you something.
But that's what's going on. Terry Trabiani, that's what's going on. So. Your administrators there are saying, this guy is a conservative. We're going to make sure he dots every I and crosses every T. And if he doesn't cross every I and cross every T, we're going to come after him. And it doesn't sound like you're going to play ball. Not only have you not paid the fines, but isn't it true that you've had lots of people show up in support of Gianelli's outside your restaurant?
Oh, we've had rallies. We've had veterans coming out sitting in cargo chairs. just waving flags on the street. The outpour of support is tremendous. So beside that one strong factor, I tried to pay the tickets. Said, you know, here's your $200. Just get out of my hair. Do you know that the lawyer called up and said the only way we're accepting those tickets is if you sign a letter that says you violated the sign ordinance, and you sign a subsequent letter which says you will never, ever violate another sign ordinance in the village of Prairie Grove.
Wow.
So now I have to go to court.
It wasn't about paying the fine. They don't care about you paying the fine. They want to try to beat you into submission.
They want to silence me. Mike, I had an Army veteran come in for lunch, and the Army veteran, big guy, 6'4", maybe 270, 280. He mumbled to me something when I walked past his table. I said, excuse me, sir, did you say something? He looked up at me and he had tears in his eyes. He stood up, and I'm going to get choked up. He stood up, he took my hand, and he said, you fight for that flag. I fought 35 years for that flag, and you stand up to that. I showed him my hands, and I said, do these look like hands that ever stop fighting? These hands don't even shake. He walked out the door, he turned around, he gave me a thumbs up, and I said, I got your back, soldier. He goes, do not let them take that flag away from me. I broke down in the restaurant.
Terry Trabiani, you keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Okay, you've heard Terry's story, but that's not the end of it. Stay right where you are, because coming up next, Mike meets the police chief who tells a very different story than the one you just heard. By the way, you can find great stories like this on Mike's podcast when you subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show Backstage Pass. For tons of exclusive content, you can download all of our podcast episodes wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, and Google, or go to MikeGPodcast.com. Stick around, the rest of the story is next.
Way over.
Secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. In the right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under LA to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live-action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of Donta.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
That's where I'm at.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Happy Labor Day. It's the Mike Gallagher Highlight Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Eric Hansen sitting in for Mike today. Now, after Mike had Terry Trabiani on the show, he heard from the president of the village of Prairie Grove, saying there was another side to this story. So we invited the Prairie Grove police chief, Larry Canada, to come on the show and tell the other side. Here's Mike and Chief Canada.
So I put on the radio show Terry Trabiani. He runs Gianelli's, which is a hot dog and beef spot along Highway 176 in Prairie Grove, Illinois. And the debate was pretty simple. The position that what we saw on Fox News, the story was that he's trying to fly an American flag in front of his restaurant, and the village and the police department came in kind of like stormtroopers and told him he wasn't allowed to fly a flag. They were gonna fine him. They were gonna, you know, shut him down. And he's a very compelling guy. He's a very passionate guy, gives a very straightforward story. But then I get an email from David Underwood, who is the president of the village of Prairie Grove. And David said, listen, there's another story. There's another version. There's another side of this story. And I heard an interview that Larry Canada, the police chief of the village of Prairie Grove, gave. And wow, it sure seems like a far cry from the story that Terry told us. Let's bring on to the program Chief Larry Canada, who we appreciate very much. Sounded like a patriotic guy, a probably, it's fair to say, a fairly conservative guy, and is on with us to talk a little bit about this debate. Chief, thank you very much for spending some time with us. I guess as you're nearing your, I hear you're nearing your retirement years, you didn't expect to be fighting a battle like this one.
First of all, thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it. And yeah, you're right. Prairie Grove, primarily residential community, very conservative community, upper middle class, great people here. And no, I didn't expect this, but this is something, in my view, is worth the fight for sure.
Well, and of course, Terry Trabiani thinks it's worth the fight as well. And his the way he presented it to us, this is simply about the village sort of being anti-American flag, and how did we get here, and how in 2021 America could a community try to tell a business owner he can't fly a flag? If you don't mind, can you, without getting too much into the weeds on the ordinances and the X's and O's of this, give me the overview, if you will, of why there's this dispute in the first place, because as I understand it, it didn't really start with just a flag.
No, you're exactly, Mike, and I'll scroll back here to, I believe the date's June 8th, where Governor Pritzker's executive order in the state of Illinois relating to COVID, as well as President Underwood's executive order here in the village of Prairie Grove expired. And what we did during that executive order is we were more lenient with our sign regulations and allowed businesses to do things that we wouldn't normally or typically allow them to do during normal operating hours, per se. So when that expired, we kind of told our businesses, like, we're going back to our normal signage regulations, and we're going to have to abide by these things. And moving forward, you know, trying to get everybody back to where they needed to be. Well, we had noticed that Gianelli's, where Terry is the manager, had like a sandwich board out there, an A-frame board that said, you know, the drive-through and their hours. So on and so forth. And they had also a large banner that was maybe 10 foot tall that kind of blows in the wind, and it says Euros, you know, that's what they serve. And Illinois state law and local ordinance requires them to have that signage back 15 feet from the roadway. Now, right. He's on the state highway 176, which is a very busy highway, 45 mile an hour speed zone. When people exit his parking lot to the north, they can only turn eastbound. So eastbound traffic is coming at them at, let's say, 45 miles an hour, and those signs at times obstructed the view of not only the driver who's trying to get out onto State Highway 176, but also the driver that's coming eastbound on 176 approaching his establishment. So I went over there and I told him, you know, we need to get these pushed back at least 15 feet, and you'll be within our local ordinance, and there'll be no problem. Well, after several minutes of expletives and calling certain village officials every name in the book, it was pretty apparent that that wasn't going to happen. So he told me, he said, what I'm going to do is I'll take those signs down, but I'm going to hang up American flags up in that area, and then I'll see what the village is going to do. And I told him, I said, well, you can't do that. It has to be within 15 feet, and there's a certain way that the flags have to be displayed according to local ordinance. Well, he said, if you go ahead and do what you got to do, I'll have every patriot within 100 miles of here come and protest you and protest the village and what the village is going to do. Now, I said, well, go ahead, do what you got to do, and we'll take enforcement action if we see fit. So Sure enough, I drive back the next day, and it's hard to – it looks like in some of the photos that we have that maybe there were more, maybe there was a couple less, I don't know. But there are at least 4 to 6 flags taken and jammed into the ground near the roadway. Two of them were, I'm going to say approximately, I'm not going to give an exact estimate, but probably 10 feet off the roadway. And all of these flags were jammed into the ground. At least two of them were touching the ground in the mud, in the dirt, in a very disrespectful, not a very reverent way. Mm-hmm. So being a member of an honor guard for 20 years, I carry the American flag, and I take that to heart. And that rather angered me to see the flags being treated like that. So what it turns out to be is he's cited for not displaying the flags within, you know, the signage back 15 feet. And then we have an ordinance that says if you're going to display the flag, it has to be done in an appropriate manner. It has to be on a flagpole or staff. It has to be kept off the ground. You know, all the things that you know, Mike.
And sure. It has to be illuminated at night.
At night. Exactly, yep. Right. So, yep. And on top of it, he brought that A-frame sign back out. And I don't know if it was him. I don't know if it was some of the people that are rallying around him. But they took the smaller type flags that you see at a veteran's grave site, and they took those and they duct taped them to that A-frame sign. They duct taped those signs to a traffic sign on the shoulder of the road, just in complete irreverence. And then we have photos also of the A-frame knocked over. Now the American flags are laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, and Chief, and you know this already, but of course, Terry denies this. Terry, in fact, texted when I mentioned on air that about of the interview that I heard you give to a radio interviewer, and you said you told the same story. He said complete lies. He said Chief Canada never came here to tell me anything. He came once with two tickets in hand, ready. I said, keep them. I'm not taking them. Sounds like, from your perspective, it was a little bit more colorful than that. He said, I had three flags up. That's all. The result is public support. I'm curious, Chief, and of course, this is obviously somebody's not shooting straight here, these kind of disputes happen, and I get that. What's the public sentiment been? In other words, when you guys have pushed back, as you have, and listen, I give you credit. I mean, you came right on the show when we invited you. Your village president offered to come on the show as well. I mean, it sounds like you're making every effort to tell your side of the story. What's the public saying in the Prairie Grove area and beyond about this sort of battle between the two of you? In other words, are more people now kind of supporting the village, or are they still believing, Terry's version of what happened?
Well, I can tell you, over the last 4 days, we've probably fielded over 1,500 calls. I know of one that came from within the village of Prairie Grove. And when the caller ID pops up, there's nothing local, a local area code that I see. So I don't know how to respond to that, other than some of these conservative-leaning websites have run the story, and I give you credit, Mike, and I had drafted an email that I was going to send you because I listened to the interview, and very few have called to get our version. The death threats have rolled in, the fact that they're going to burn Village Hall down, that village officials need to have their head banged in, bashed in with a brick. It's been disheartening, and I'm a really conservative guy, and if I've been in law enforcement 31 years, I came here in February, and if I would have known that, for say, if the village president told me, you know what, we're going to hire you as the chief of police, but if you come in here and you see an American flag flying, I'm going to need you to ticket them. I would turn my badge in that day,
right?
As I said on my previous interview. We're a very patriotic community. I have a flag hanging in front of my house. I do it in the right way.
I'm looking at a picture of you in the monitor. You look like a drill sergeant. I mean, you got the buzz cut. I don't want to get on the wrong side of you. I'm going to obey the speed limit in Prairie Grove, Illinois. I'm going to say, I mean, you do not, no. but you don't look like a guy who's offended, quite frankly, by the American flag, Larry.
No, I'm not, and I love what the flag stands for, and like I said earlier, Mike, this is something worth fighting for, and the allegations that the village has put forth, I'm very confident that come adjudication, if we make it that far on August 25th, we will prevail, because what we've done and what we've put forth is right, and like I said, it's worth the fight, and it's very disheartening being a conservative guy and listening to some of these conservative websites or TV stations only get one side of the story and then run with it. And man, oh man, did they! It's almost as if they're looking to create anger, and that's something we don't need in this country today. Of course, I mean, you just see what goes on every single day, but boy, did they stoke the fire here, and it worked.
Well, I will tell you this. There's a line from a great Jack Nicholson movie where he says, go somewhere else, peddling crazy. We're all stocked up here. I feel that way about anger. I just feel like everybody, there's so many people just want to be angry. They want to be this polarization, Larry. You see it, and you've seen it with this controversy. And if people are calling the village and threatening to burn things down and hit, I mean, this is, people have got to try to let go of, first of all, believing the first thing you hear. And in fairness to Terry Trabian, I'm sure he's going to want to come back on and say this isn't true, and it's a back and forth thing. There's a lot of stories like this where you never really get to the outcome until like you said, it's adjudicated, and you guys will have your chance and there'll be litigation and all that, and it's going to go on. But we got to just take a big deep breath and stop being so quick to be angry and raging and threatening. And, you know, I mean, that's frankly what happened to the police in the summer after George Floyd was killed. I mean, I just saw police officers spat upon and hit and pelted with bricks and objects. We saw police. I drove by a police station in Seattle that was nearly burned to the ground. Portland, you followed what's been going on. I mean, there's just been so much rage directed at men and women of law enforcement. And, you know, a story like this doesn't help because you get lumped in with the village as if you're all just sort of in this anti-flag thing. But then it turns into anger against law enforcement.
No, and to your point, Mike, I actually made a conscious decision here earlier this week. The phone was ringing off the wall, and I started taking as many phone calls as I could. And when the people called up, they'd start in on me, and I would just say, wait a minute here. Just indulge me. Give me a couple of minutes here, and let me give you the village's perspective on this. And let's scroll the clock back here, and let's look at what happened. And, you know, and I appreciated the ones that called in and would actually listen to me. And sure. Of the, I'll say, 55 calls I took, I spent maybe 5-10 minutes with each one. Only two ended not the way I wanted it to. Mm-hmm. I got calls from all over the country and some really, really good people who I spent some time with. And a couple of them prayed with me, wanted to pray with me. That was refreshing. And they appreciated my time, and I appreciated theirs. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's about being intellectually curious and finding out both sides of the story. Because if you just hear the one side and you run with it and you run with it with anger, boy, we're destined for a place that I don't think we want to be.
Well, I'm grateful that you gave us the opportunity to come on the show and tell us, give it from your perspective. Please thank your village president for reaching out to us with the email, because I wouldn't have known about it. As soon as I saw the email, I told my team we want to try to get either the village president or the chief on. And Chief Larry Candida, I'm grateful you took the time out of your schedule to join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight, sir.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, Mike.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Don't forget to check out MikeGPodcast.com to find more great stories like this one. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. That's Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home. More highlights coming up next. We're back on the Mike Gallagher Highlight Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Mike has spent the better part of 2021 debating vaccines with callers to the show. Here's one of the more frustrating ones.
Tim, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yep. I was just calling in to tell you that I think it's ridiculous how you're promoting this vaccine and telling how great it is when we don't know the complete facts of it. We don't know how many tests have on pregnant women. My wife, we just had 3 months. We plan on having more kids.
What have you heard me promoting the vaccine? Why are you telling me that if I choose and I think it's a right for me to want to get the vaccine, that I'm crazy for sharing that I believe it's important to get it for me, and I have always said I don't think you should be forced to get it? What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is you're promoting it like crazy, saying, "Oh, well, I'm glad my son got it. I'm glad this happened."
I am.
You don't know the full facts of what it does.
Well, who are you to tell me that I'm allowed to be glad about or not? You don't want to get the vaccine. Don't want to. I don't want to tell you. You have to be. How many times have you heard me say no one should be forced to take a vaccine, Tim? How many times have you heard me say that?
I've heard you say that. I agree with you.
Well, then don't tell me I'm promoting something because I'm glad that most Americans want to get a vaccine, or many do. So what? Come on, Tim. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm just saying. I think it's ridiculous. If you don't know the whole information. We want to have more babies. If I can't have kids, then it ruins my stuff and her stuff.
Well, you have no idea that vaccinations are going to hurt your ability to have a kid. But if that's a risk, if you don't want to take the vaccine, don't take it. Gosh almighty. You know, portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of supporting Mike Lindell, who has been through an awful lot as MyPillow has been sort of canceled by the retail stores, and yet the sales online are at a record high. And Trevor kind of sheepishly said, "Dad, I'd love to get a pair of those slippers you keep talking about. They're the most incredibly comfortable slippers I've ever had on my feet, ever. Have I got an announcement over these My Slippers?" Took them 2 years to develop these slippers. We've got the Trevor Special, 50% off for a limited time. These My Slippers from MyPillow, slip-on or moccasin style, men's, ladies, you get 50% off the regular price when you enter the promo code MikeG. But you got to go to the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. These slippers will change your life. You go order a pair of My Slippers because you're going to get 50% off for a limited time only. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. The Trevor Gallagher Special, 50% off the My Slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. As we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
It's the Mike Gallagher Highlight Show, and coming up, Mike talks to the man who could quite possibly be the next governor of California. Stay with us. The Highlight Show is coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.